So, Mike, what's life like? Last year you lose JJ for, you know, most of the season. This year you lose he and Merciless within two plays.
It's honestly business as normal. It's every day we're trying to, you know, just find ways to help the team win. You know, we've got a great group of guys. They play hard. They come ready to practice. They try to execute the game plan to the best of their ability. So we got to put our focus into those guys, trying to make them better, improve every week. You know, guys like Carlos Watkins, Brennan Scarlett, Famba, Zach Cunningham, Tristan Deku, Joel Heath, all these young players that are getting opportunities now to play. It's our job to develop them.
How did you feel? How long did it take to feel comfortable as you being the man and not Romeo?
Well, I've never really even, I don't think, you know, when Romeo was in a position as coordinator or head coach, I don't think he ever thought of himself as the man. And I've learned a lot from him as a player and as a coach, and I would never say that I was the man that was in charge of the defense. I think we have a great staff with Romeo, with John Butler, Anthony Midget, Anthony Weaver, Bobby King, and Shane Bowen. So those guys all contribute to the game plan. They all contribute to thinking about, hey, this call may work right now. And then we do that. We've always done that since I've been here.
You've played with the greatest of all times in number 12. Now you're here with a rookie. And although you don't coach the position, you see the guy every day, you see tape. What is it about quarterbacks that have that it factor?
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody wants to be like him or be with him, I guess. And so, it's pretty special that, you know, to play quarterback in this league, just the guys that I know from playing in the league and obviously coaching against a lot of great ones, you know, they carry themselves a different way. They act a different way. They prepare, and then, you know, ultimately they perform. And, it's fun to have. I think there's a lot of energy around, you know, Deshaun.
Because of those injuries, is this bye week coming at a good time, or did you already work all that stuff out before the Browns game?
Well, I mean, I think as far as the bye week for us, it allows our players to get healthy. You know, Benardrick's played a bunch of snaps. JD's played a bunch of snaps. JJo and Kareem, those guys have played a bunch of snaps for us, so it's important that they get rest. Watching how hard those guys play and the collisions that they take on. It's good that they get some rest, and then it's also good for us to kind of see where we're at as a unit and, you know, change some things, fix some things, continue to enhance some things.
How would you assess the defense at this point, halfway point?
3-3. You know, I think we've had some good moments. I think we've had some okay moments, and I think we've had some bad moments. And so that's all of us included through the coaching staff and the players. And we just have to have more good moments and less bad moments.
Can you remember a time, either as a coach or a player, that you guys lost, not just in terms of talent, but
no.
guys who were so central to
no.
what you do?
No. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even think back like, oh, remember when so-and-so got hurt. Like, we really just kind of move on. We're, like, worried about who's going in and what we're doing as opposed to who was there and what we did.
Sure. And with Jadeveon, like, I mean, it would seem that defensive offensive coordinators would now make him the focal point of some of their protection. Moving forward, how, based on what you've seen from him, how prepared do you think he is to take on that type of a challenge?
I mean, JD, he prepares and he plays hard. I mean, he's going to do, you know, what we ask him to do, you know, to the best of his ability, whether that's try to free somebody up or rush or, you know, sometimes even drop. I mean, we ask him to cover once in a while. So he loves being a part of this defense, and you know, there's been no pushback whatsoever from, you know, where we may put him or what he wants to do. He just wants to play and wants to be out there playing.
My coaching is
he obviously excelled at. Sorry, Barry. Last season, he obviously excelled at 3-4 defensive end. How do you feel that he's developed when he's playing on the edge as a stand-up outside linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, he ends up playing a lot of different places, and so, you know, we try to put him in the places that we feel like are best for him and best for us. So, you know, most of the time this year, that's been on the edge. We've had, you know, full amount of D linemen, and he'll continue to move around, and we'll see week to week where he ends up.
Will he be asked to be in a leadership role?
I'm sorry?
Would he be asked to be in a leadership role? Especially
well, we had talked to JD and all our players about, you know, well before the season, that you know, whether or not you're a captain, I don't that doesn't mean you can't lead. And so if you're a guy that leads by example, we talked to JD about, you know, if you play hard every snap that you're out there, then you should demand that the guys with you are playing that hard. And if you don't play hard, then you can't say anything to anybody. But if you're playing hard and you're making plays, then you can hold people accountable.
Mike, you knew what you were getting in Zach Cunningham, the second-round pick. But as a teacher, what is it about Dylan Gwynn that you saw him as an undrafted street free agent, and you just kind of smiled when I mentioned his name about the fast road that he's taken?
Yeah, and Dylan Cole, not Gwynn. Yeah,
Gwynn,
Cole.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My old partner.
So saw a productive college football player, a guy that was fast, made a bunch of tackles, productive. And in this league, you kind of either make plays or you don't. There's really no in between. And, you know, from an early time in practice, that Dylan was a guy that was able to make plays. He was around the ball, punch the ball out, tip the ball, intercept it, make some tackles, slip blocks. And, you know, we'll await his return and we'll work him back in there.
One of the tough things about being a guy like Dylan is that when there's not draft equity tied to you or a huge free agent contract, there can at times be a short leash. I guess as a defensive coordinator, can you speak to the plays that he's made and what you think that will do for his role moving forward coming back to 3?
That would go for anybody, you know, regardless of where you were drafted, that the better you play, the more you play. And the more that you help us win, the more you're going to play. So anybody that's out there, regardless of where they got drafted or didn't get drafted, if they're able to help us and they continue to go out there and perform at a high level, you know, they're going to play.
So what does Mike Vrabel's father get to do during a bye week?
I think there's a high school game in Dallas, so I'm going to drive to Dallas, and then we'll probably watch some college football, and then I'll come back to work.